I don't offer them to everybody, but I feel led to give you a gospel card. I'm just here preaching. My name is James. This is my wife, Debbie. What's your name?
I'm Mike.
Mike?
Yeah.
And what's your name?
Andy.
Andy. Mike,
yeah.
And Andy.
Nice to meet you.
We love you as our neighbor, and I don't know your story. I don't even know your story. But did you see that demonic lady in my face screaming and yelling? She's doing something called tongues. In the Bible, there was an actual gift that God gave people of tongues. And you know what tongues actually was? Let's say you're from Russia and you don't even speak English. When I start to preach to you, God would give me the Russian language and you would go, I'm hearing the gospel in my own language. Do you see the difference between and getting in my face? Do you see the difference? Fleshly, this is a manifestation of Satan. So what I wanted to share with you, and I don't know why I'm talking to you, you're listening. I don't hand gospel cards out to everybody at these places because most people throw them away. When we go and preach in the world, once in a while we have demons manifest like that. But when we come to these religious places, it's like all the time. We had them yesterday, we were here. And look at, nobody, they can't bring a Bible out and talk to you about the truth of God. What are they going to do? They were complaining about my
little amp, that it's too loud.
And look what they're doing. And inside they got 100 of those speakers bigger than that size. And so my point is, Jesus came into the world to save your soul, to die and rise again for you. And if you're willing to forsake this life, put your trust and your faith in Him, be born again, repent of all your sin, we had to come out of the world. We were wicked, nasty people, drunks, fighters, all types of things. And God transformed us and made us new creations. This is, the faith of Christ is not about church. God never started the Sunday church system. Huh?
It's in you.
You must be born again. And then it's not just spirituality where you live any way you want. No, then God gives us doctrine, which is the instructions on how to follow Him. Do you have a job?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have any instructions at your job that you have to follow?
I do.
What happens if you don't follow those instructions? Maybe you have a job. What happens when you don't follow instructions? But did you notice, I don't know if you know any American Christians, but they think, I can pretty much live any way I want and just worship on Sunday or go to these things, and God's going to overlook all the rules I break all the time. You think that's going to fly on Judgment Day? No, and that's why we changed our lives, because the Spirit of God moved us to change our lives, to be holy and obedient and follow Him. We're not saved by our works. Changing our clothes, changing my dress could never save me, but guess what we're doing? We're working for the one that saved us, Jesus Christ. And we love you. Thank you for listening. Check out our website. Do you know who Chris Tomlin is? Okay, good. But he's a world-famous music star. He was just here yesterday. Let me tell you the sovereignty of God, then I'm going to let you go. We pulled up this morning, preached all day yesterday here, pulled up this morning at our parking spot. I'm sitting there watching the videos we put up. You can see a bunch of street preaching videos on our website. It's on our gospel card.
Okay.
And I look up, and I see a man walking down the street, and I go, that looks just like Chris Tomlin. I grab my phone. I run out to the walked out to the corner, and I thought, how do you approach a stranger? I don't chase people down the street. I just went, Chris. And he goes, and I said, you're Chris Tomlin. He goes, yes, I am. And you can see it on video. I asked him, how come you're selling the things of God? Jesus made a whip in John 2 for the people that were making money off the worshipers of God. And he would come and he would tear this place down if he was still walking the earth. Chris Tomlin's a multimillionaire. You know, he gave me about 5 seconds, and when he saw I didn't want an autograph or I didn't want to buy an album, he turned and walked away. And you might think this is brutal, but it's not. Go look it up in the Bible. The word whore and harlot is used in the Bible about 100 times. Do you know what I call Chris Tomlin? He's a music whore. Why would I call him that? What do we call a woman that sells her body for money? A whore. What do we call a so-called man of God that sells the music of God for money? A music whore. And I use those terms because God's word in Hebrews 4 says it's a sword. And if I don't use the bold words, it doesn't cut. Like today, I don't know how you feel about this, but the Bible is against it. You know, today people say, I'm gay or I'm bisexual. But the Bible calls it sodomy. Okay? When I was a drunk, people used to say, oh, he's a partier. No, I was a drunk. Okay? When you lie, somebody will go, well, he kind of twists the truth a little bit. No, you're a liar. And when we use these biblical terms, it really helps the Holy Spirit convict you to go, wow, I'm a sodomite, I'm a liar, and I'm a drunk. I need salvation. I'm not a partier and just gay. You see what I'm saying? And so it's not mean-spirited. It's loving to go and call people out of their sin. And I don't know where you're at, but if you ever wanted to communicate, you got my email. And we don't take people's money. I retired. Can you imagine? I retired early to do this. I could be fishing and hunting the rest of my life, and we could be sitting out sunbathing somewhere. We retired to travel. We live in our camper van. We retired to travel and do this, and we go to the Super Bowl, we go to street events, we go to religious events, we hold gospel signs on street corners, and then I teach and disciple on my website. You've been gracious, man. I felt led to call you. You could have turned me down and made me look foolish, but God told me, give that man a gospel card, because I love you. I love them all, but I love you. Can I give you a hug, man? I love you. I care for you as my neighbor. Thank you for listening. We love you. Let us know how we can help you. God be praised.